when you come to understand that this whole situation's upside down, I mean, and I'm not just talking about one thing, I'm talking about everything. I just went to a restaurant, and I haven't gotten a vegetable plate in a long time because I just cut back carbs, you know, as much as possible. And what I found out studying diet for the last year, you don't even need as much food as you think you need. And so, like all the elites, they want this big, you know, everybody thinks, well, I got to have this big, I got to have a spread, you know. And it's like, it's unhealthy. Overeating. Fasting, when you eat two or three meals a day and you don't have snacks and you fast 14 hours a day, and the meals that you do eat, they're kind of small, you feel better. You feel stronger. You feel 20 years younger. You feel better. Everything works better. You even sleep better. And it's like, oh, it's upside down. They want you to think that to live like a king is just eat as much as you want. And so it's the upside down mindset. It's upside down, even in food. And so whether it's a job, so let's say you get this job that pays a lot of money, but it's a lot of stress. It's a lot of stress. And a lot of people, they say, I'd rather be paid less and have no stress or less. Why do you think people do the gig economy? They're tired of the game. They're tired of the corporate. See, the corporate system is tied to the Illuminati Jezebel spirit. Now, what is the Illuminati? It's just the flesh mind. The works-based salvation people, the Pentecostals, the secret societies, it's all works, outward show, got to be good enough. What is the Illuminati, really? It's trying to be good enough to get back to heaven, but knowing you can't, so they hide. And they don't want to admit that they're sinners, so they hide. How do they hide? With their outward show, their outward image, their suit and their tie and their dress and their so-called good deeds, and they're building churches and they're doing this and doing that. And I mean, come on. That's what's happening. The ones who are doing right by the power of the Holy Spirit, they're not looking for attention. They're not looking to be seen. Usually the ones that never really try to get attention are the ones doing right. They don't want the attention. Notice the actors put themselves out there, but the script writers, they don't put themselves out there. They just enjoy writing a script. But the actors got to keep that image, right? The script writers, they don't care who's acting, as long as they're just good at what they do, and they, as long as they're going to do the job and finish the project, right? The directors, the script writers and all, they just need somebody dependable and faithful who going to do their job, you know? That's all. Yeah, they'll get some, what's the word, adulations or whatever the word is. They'll get some kudos or whatever you want to call it. They'll get some pats on the back, you know, but I don't think they're looking for it. I think they're writing the scripts just because that's just what they enjoy. They love doing it. Back to that other video about how God told Cain, he said, if you do right, Cain, it'll be well with you. But Cain will never be able to do right, just like anybody else. You can't do right except for the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get saved first, faith alone. So God is the best evangelist out there. I heard a preacher one time, he said, if you give them the law, they get under conviction. That's how they get saved. And that's what God was doing in Genesis. Cain, if you do right, it'll work out better for you. But Cain can't do right. So God was he was trying to convict him, but Cain was still under the works based. Cain couldn't get saved because he was so focused on himself, he couldn't think outside of works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. And so when it's all about me, they don't understand it. And if you say, hey, I'm not here, I'm not trying to people please, you know. I'm not trying to people please. They don't believe it because that's all they live for, people pleasing. Outward show and image and getting to the adulations and getting the self-worship and the look at me. I mean, why would you want to compare yourself with another human anyway? Why would you want to try to compare yourself with another human when everybody's just frail? Anybody at any moment can have a heart attack. God can take you out at any moment. Your life is a vapor, the Bible says. The flesh is nothing but sin. The flesh mind is totally bankrupt. You're bankrupt and don't even know it. You're blind and don't know it. You're deaf and don't know it. You're ignorant and don't even know it. Look at all these people. Talk about the earth's been here for millions of years when it's only been here 7,000 years. What's wrong with these people? They think they're smart and they're fools. These people are great. God is going to do a short work on the earth. The Bible says God does a short work on the earth. So if it's been here millions and trillions of years versus 7,000 years or 6,000, then something don't line up with that. Something don't jive, right? Your life is a vapor, period. Back to what I was saying. So when you eat less, you feel better. And what they try to make you think that you need, you don't even need. So you see that the medical system's upside down, the education system's upside down, the political system's upside down, the music system, the Hollywood system, the corporate system, everything's upside down. It's all upside down. All of it. Because the flesh mind is upside down. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. In other words, the flesh mind can't understand the spirit mind. When you as a spirit being say, let it flow through you, from him, through him, and to him. So let things flow through you to somebody who's a hoarder and who wants to keep it all to themselves. They don't understand that. If you say to somebody who doesn't understand, so let's say you want a vacuum cleaner, but you don't have the money. So start you a vacuum cleaner business. And so when you start a vacuum cleaner business, you actually won't even want a vacuum cleaner anymore because they just flow through you. They come in, you fix them, you sell them. As you're fixing it, you use it, test it, you got a vacuum, you sell it, you let it go. It flows through you. It doesn't flow to you, it flows through you. So when it flows through you, you don't even need it. You don't want it anymore because you got abundance. The flow is the abundance. Just like speaking into this audio. The discourse out of your mouth, if it's speaking truth, is the flow from the spirit realm. And that flow is the abundance. And so as you're flowing with truth, as you're flowing by the Spirit, as you're speaking as God leads you, then hearts and minds and ears are opened and people start to grow because it's flowing through you. You're not just reading your Bible. You're actually letting it flow into your ear gate, out of the mouth, is flowing through you. And so you're speaking it, and other people are benefited. And you're benefited because you grow every time you speak. And when people respond back, you grow. Whether they're fighting with you, agree with you, asking questions, whatever. It doesn't matter if they fight or if they argue or whatever. You still grow. Charles Stanley said that one time, yeah, it's okay if they try to make you doubt the Bible, go back to the Bible. It's okay if they try to mess you up with some Bible stuff, go back to the Bible. So the more you study the Bible, the more you get hit, the more they attack you, the stronger you get. It doesn't matter. If you got the Spirit of truth, eventually you'll find the truth. Plain and simple. The whole thing's upside down. So when I say something's got to flow through you to grow, the flesh mind says, what are you talking about? I just want stuff. I want to save money. I want a house. Okay, go buy a house, rent part of it out, and you'll have money flow, and then you go buy another house, rent it out, buy another house, rent it out, and then you'll have so many houses, you don't even need to live in a house. You just say, I'll just live in a camper. You won't even want a house anymore. I mean, seriously. You want to be like the Indians, just live in a teepee somewhere, leave me. Because think about how much... You got the power bill, you got the water bill. I mean, it's upside down, people. The whole thing is upside down, for real. Seriously. Just meditate on it. You'll think of anything and try to find out where it's upside down. You could write a book about it because it's just, the whole thing's upside down. Why is it upside down? Because everybody's living in fear instead of in faith, you see.